Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to another special episode of Unmask and Identify. I am your host, Jeray Black, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Kia Stevens of Father Swap Blog. Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Jeray, for having me.
You're welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I'm so overdue for this for this interview because I've been trying to get, you know, connected with her because she has so much depth to teach women that are fatherless and connecting them with the Heavenly Father, you know, and exchanging our earthly father's values. And can you just explain a little bit of how you engaged in just coming about the Father Swap blog?
Sure, I'd love to. You know, I'd like to say that this topic really didn't choose it. It chose me, and I discovered it. I knew for a while that there was an ache in my soul, but I really did not know what that ache was. I hadn't given it definition, and I knew that I would say definitely in college I knew. So I started writing this book. And over time, as I transitioned from, you know, being a young adult to being an adult and getting married and knowing engaging in, you know, life and then having children and becoming a mother, it was about year 7 of my marriage when I realized I needed some counseling. And one of the things that the counselor had me to do was to write a forgiveness letter to my father. And it was kind of interesting suggestion. I remember specifically saying to her, like, why should I write a forgiveness letter to my father? I don't have anything to forgive. He wasn't there. And at any rate, I obliged her, and I did write that forgiveness letter. And what it opened up for me was just a wealth of hurt, a wealth of woundedness that I had not discovered. And from there, I really began to intentionally try and process my father wounds. While I was still working on engaging and building a relationship with my father, and so that evolved into I'm going to write a book about it. And I was actually preparing to go to a conference. I was going to present this book. And I only had the book in one location. I had it on an external hard drive. And I lost that external hard drive. Well, not I lost it, but I lost the content on the external hard drive when I dropped it. And everything was gone. The book I had actually been working on for 10 years that had evolved into being about father wounds, all the research I had done, I lost everything. And subsequently went into somewhat of a depression. And after that, after I got through that, you know, it was like maybe 3 months or so depression, I felt like the Lord was saying, you know, you still have the content that you researched in your head. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. And you should start a blog. You should start a blog. And I was like, okay, I'm going to start a blog about it. And that's really where the Father Swap blog was birthed. I took some of the content of the book that I was writing and chopped it into little bitty blog posts, and there you have it. That's where it was born. It was about 3 years ago.
Okay, I like that because you know what? A lot of times when we lose things or material, we tend to not go back to them, but I like how God encouraged you to, you know, move forward and to let you know that, you know, you still have the vision because he says, write the vision and make it plain so that it will not leave our hearts. And so I really like that. You have a rather gift that I haven't seen before in women. And I really like to just, you know, dig deeper into that because there's a lot of weight there with you talking about, you know, women with father wounds. How do you counsel them through your words on your blog?
It's so interesting what the work that God has done through the Father Swap blog. Honestly, I think that the Lord had me to do this blog. I was thinking that I was doing it for other people, but I believe he had me to do it for myself, to really begin to, and I had already done a lot of work, don't get me wrong. I had done a lot of research and a lot of counseling and a lot of workbook type things where you answer questions and you process your childhood hurts and so forth. But it's nothing like writing a blog. And so the blog that I write, the posts that I write, quite honestly, are posts that I would want or would have wanted someone to write for me, posts about relationships and how the impact of your father will impact your relationships, posts about the absence of a father, how that will impact your relationship with God. Post about counseling. Do you need some? What is it?
Right.
What is it like? You know, just all
yes.
of these posts that I do are posts that I would have wanted for myself. And quite honestly, sometimes I find healing through the posts. Sometimes I go back and read them, and I'm like, who wrote that? Really, like, who
right.
wrote that? Because that is ministering to me, you know. So you know, God shapes us for the work that he calls us to do. And God, I have always been a person that's liked to go deep. And even if it's with one person or if it's with a small group, I don't like to stay on the surface. Staying on the surface is just, it's not my niche. It's not where I'm comfortable. So it's kind of an easy thing somewhat to go deep with women and say, you know, where are you living and how do you feel about this? What's your thought life like when no one's looking, you know, how long are you dwelling on that? Or, you know, are you bitter? You know, it's kind of a easy place for me to naturally go, which sounds crazy to say, but it is. I enjoy that.
I totally understand. It's not crazy because when you're just truly transparent and allow God to use you, that's where you're most comfortable at. So it's not crazy. And I've read a number of your posts. And when I read them, I was like, you know, kind of like not on the fence about them, but kind of like on the fence of how I, you know, dealing with my dad. And I was like,
sure.
My God, her words are stabbing me in the heart, but in a good way. Because a lot of times we don't want to deal with those emotions, those feelings. And, you know, I know that you do have a post of how to properly write a forgiveness letter to your father. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Oh, sure. And it was something that you said I wanted to go back to. I think, and I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to go back to that. But I just wanted to say that when I started to discover some of the information that I was learning about fathers and the role that they are supposed to play in their daughters' lives and what it looks like when they don't play that role, I really felt compelled, like, the world needs to know this. Why isn't everybody talking about this? This is so important. And at the time, I was working, I taught for 15 years. I was working in the underserved areas of Atlanta, and I'm telling you, I was seeing the ramifications of the absence of a father, like, every day in my face, working with young girls, you know, working with young men, and I was saying, we should be talking about this, and I still feel that way. I still feel that way, which is why I'm so compelled, and which is why I write in the way that I write. Well, of course, the Lord is speaking. He speaks through me. I know I couldn't have done this blog on my own and some of the words that have come from my computer. But I'm saying I believe this is on the heart of God, you know, that he wants us to be able to unearth the hurts and the pain that we carry as it relates to our earthly father so that we can effectively interact with him as our heavenly father. I
yes.
said that. Now let me go back to the forgiveness letter. the forgiveness letter is really one of my most popular posts, and I talk about it all the time, or I did when I was consistently doing YouTube videos. But it's been amazing to have women contact me, and they'll say, I'm working on my forgiveness letter. I tried to do my forgiveness letter. I couldn't get through it. Or, you know, I'm going to try again. This is an interesting concept. Maybe I'm having problems with forgiveness because I don't really have a relationship with God. I mean, people are being so gut honest about where they are with this forgiveness letter. It's been amazing. But I love that post because it's a practical how-to. If you are struggling with forgiving your father, if it's coming back up, or if you say, I forgave him 2 weeks ago and it came back up, this letter is a step. It's a guide for you on your journey. You can start with the first paragraph and struggle through that, put it down, and come back 2 weeks later or a month later or a year later until you finally get through the whole thing and are able to put your father in an empty chair and say it to him. I've had some people to say they mailed their letters. I would not advise that. But it's just been such a blessing. It's been a blessing for me. It's been a blessing for other women that I know.
You're going to make me tear up because I started my forgiveness letter, and I haven't – it was like a month ago, and I haven't went back to it since. I know I messaged you a while back, and, you know, you give profound advice, you know, but it's just what your spirit hopes to tell women. And easy to talk about because you've been there and you're not on the fence about, you know, not bursting this or that. You're really very transparent in what you believe in. And I know that for me, I appreciate that because a lot of times when women are dealing with these issues, they don't know who to trust. They don't know who's going to, you know, hold their secrets or judge them or, you know, talk about it with other people. And I'm so glad that God gave you the creation of Father Swap because before that, to me, it was unheard of just to talk about, you know, father wounds and this and that. And we as females struggle with different things. You can struggle with it in your relationships. You can struggle with it in your parenting because if you don't have that, you know, that relationship, you always look for it. And if you don't have it, then how can you give it? So how did you become like an advocate, not just for the father swap, but just like in other women's lives that you know that were hurting and did not know how to say it outwardly?
Well, Like I said, once I had that revelation with that counselor and I wrote my own forgiveness letter to my father and put him in the chair and so forth, I then started just reading books. I started and stopped Bringing Up Girls by Dr. James Dobson. I read books like Betrayal's Baby, and I read Beauty for Ashes by Joyce Myers. I read Whatever Happened to Daddy's Little Girl, The Impact of Fatherlessness by Black Women. The Fatherlessness of Black Women, I think I got the title wrong, by Janetta Rose Barris. I may be messing her name up. I read Always Daddy's Girl. I'm currently reading The Fatherless Daughter Project by Dina Babel. And as I was reading that, I really felt like this information needed to get out. I mean, as I was looking at women who were dating the same type of man over and over and over again, not realizing that there was a connection between the man that you dated or you are dating currently and the father that you had, or seeing all these broken relationships, I just wanted to get the information out and available so that women, if they wanted to, could come and find the resources that they needed. And I also wanted to see an intersection between faith and counseling because I've been to a couple of different churches. I grew up in a Southern Baptist church, which I love, which gave me my foundation of, you know, faith and Christ and Jesus and all that. And I matriculated from there to full gospel maybe had a little holiness in there. Then I did non-denominational. Non-denominational, you know, just predominantly African-American church. And then I went to a predominantly Caucasian church. And when I got there, I was like, wow, they have a bunch of counseling resources, a lot of free resources. And I really began to see how, yes, we need the Word of God. The Word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces our soul. It convicts. It cleanses. It changes. It heals. But God has also equipped and empowered men and women who can help us to begin to process trauma in our lives. And, I had come in contact with so many women that maybe their father was an alcoholic, or maybe their father left their mother for another woman, or their father was addicted to drugs, or he was incarcerated, or maybe their father was just emotionally absent. And they were in the church, you know, and singing, praising God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, but yet and still those father wounds went undealt with. And I was just like, what in the world? You know, women need tools. Women need help to begin to merge their faith with, do I need to investigate counseling, or should I talk to somebody? Do I need a support group to process this very traumatic hurt? So I wanted to have a website that kind of took my experiences from counseling, my experiences from walking with the Lord, my experiences from having read these different books, and just combine it. So, again, I just created what I wanted to see. And I want to also say that I also looked at this. I don't know if you saw Oprah's Daddyless Daughters with Ayanna Van Zandt. Did you see that?
I have, yes. I've seen that.
Okay, so when I looked at that, I was also thinking that I wanted to have some other resources out there that were going to point people directly to God the Father. Because I do not believe that the way to heal is to go to somebody else, to look for another man to father you. I don't think that's the answer. To try, and that's what, and I was reading some of this, to try just meditation for meditation's sake, you know, to read a good book, although I believe in reading good books. I wanted to have a website that was going to point people directly to the cross, to say that a relationship with Jesus Christ will give you access to God as your Heavenly Father. I wanted that. I wanted that. I needed that. I wanted to provide that for other women, because that is the way that I believe we shall truly be made whole in the areas where we're lacking and we're wanting and we're missing the love of our earthly Father.
Yeah, and you know what? You're all in the Word, because as I was listening, everything that God gave you was structured from His Word to your heart, to your fingertips. Because in the Bible it says, when your mother and your father forsakes you, then God will take you up, and He will love you and be there for you. He will be that mother, that father, that sister. So you're on key. And just to piggyback off what you just said, your whole message is exchanging your earthly father for your heavenly father. When did you feel God's greatest love for you, when you were stuck in having and experiencing those father wounds?
That's funny that you should ask that. It was actually a very specific time that I experienced it. So I shared that I was teaching at I was teaching at the time when I created the Father Swap, and I used to do these trips with my kids, out-of-state trips, because many of my kids had never gone outside of their zip code. So I got the bright idea to take some kids to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. I know your listeners some of your listeners may be in California, but I'm in Atlanta, so wanted to go to Huntsville, Alabama, which is not too far away, but it was going to cost I don't have the exact number. It was like $5,532.83 or something. It was something like that. It was a specific amount. I know $5,000 was the amount. And I was working with a bunch of underserved kids and their parents. If they had the money, they weren't giving the money to me to pay for the trip. And I remember I was doing some counseling at that time, and we were at a point where we were talking about seeing God as Father and all the different ways you can see God depending on the type of father that you had. And I was just wrestling with that. Been in the church my entire life, had accepted Christ at a young age, but just still wrestling with the idea that God really cared about me. Yes, I believed he could heal the sick and he could raise the dead if he wanted to, and he might answer my friend's prayer about something she needs, and he might answer my mom's prayer or someone else's prayer. But those intimate prayers about making me whole and healing my hurt, I just felt like God was just going to bypass those because I had been praying about him for so long and he hadn't done anything. So I just assumed that those prayers didn't apply to me. And I was really him answering my prayers didn't apply to me. So I was really wrestling with that at that same time, but still at the same time asking God for this large amount of money. And one day, a gentleman who was a community member, he walked into the school and said, "Everybody is going on the trip." And I was just sitting there thinking, what is he talking about? And he's like, "Everybody's going on this trip." And he proceeds to tell me how he went and got a corporate sponsor, and the corporate sponsor wanted to pay for everything. And it was still kind of a surreal moment until I got the check in hand, and the check was written for that exact amount, the $5,532.83. And it was like the Lord said to me that scripture in, I think, Matthew 6, you know, how much better a gift will your heavenly Father give to you? I'm butchering the scripture. But, you know, if a child asks his father for bread, will he give him a stone? How much more will your heavenly Father do for his children that ask of him? Pretty much that's what it was. But, y'all, please read the Bible because that was not it right there, what you just got. But and it was like the Lord was saying, "See, Kia, I do hear you. I am going to answer your prayers. I am concerned about the things that you're concerned about. I do see you." You know, and I remember getting that check in hand and weeping before the Lord in my car, just weeping. And you know how the scripture says that he will do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. That's Ephesians 3:20. Ended up with an excess. We ended up with like $4,000 or $5,000 in excess of that amount. And I know it was God because I was so far out there on the water, you know, just like Peter. I was so far out there, like if I failed, I was going to fall real big and real hard with a whole bunch of underprivileged kids right there with me. And I was like, "God, if you don't come through." But when he came through, I didn't see him as God. God, you know, I saw him as Father, as an intimately concerned Father. And I don't think I've even written about that. I don't think I've written about it, but it was a very big moment in my life.
Hey, that'd be a great article to read off of because that was your faith. That was really what I got from that. That was just your faith extended to God saying, "Hey, I need you. And if you really are, you know, concerned about me," like, you know, even though you said, okay, you struggled with, you know, seeing God as your Father and everything like that, he proved to you, okay, you know what, I have you, and whatever you have need and concern of, I'm going to prove who I am to you. So that's really, really a good measure of faith to put into what you need from God. And I really just want to know, like, are you, what will you tell young girls right now that are growing up without a dad, you know, before they reach the level of adulthood and motherhood?
how can they bring a responsibility to their life to have a handle and a grasp on their father wounds, maybe at a tender age of 9 to 13 years old? Because that's like the epidemic in our surroundings right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that is really on my heart. I have not really had an opportunity to engage with that age group that I know of. They may be, oh, you know what, but hold on, let me backtrack. I do have one young lady that she emails me quite regularly. I think the number one thing that I want to communicate as much as I can, as often as I can, is the love of God for them. I think that was something that I was lacking at that age, of just knowing how much the scripture in, I think, Romans, it talks about how wide and how deep and how high, I probably butchered that one too, is the love of God for us. And I desire to communicate that to young girls, because when a young girl does not know how loved she is, then she goes and looks for that love someplace else. And more than likely, it's in the arms and the bed and the hugs and the caresses and the heavy petting of some knucklehead that does not know how to affirm her or value her. So I think first off, that's my heart, is to flood young girls, their minds and their spirits, with the reality that God loves them. For me personally, I have spent a lot of time meditating on Psalms 139 that says, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made," that speaks of God knowing how many hairs are on your head. And for an African-American girl, that is a lot of hair, because our hair is tightly coiled together. You know, so that's love. That is love.
Yes.
God is counting all the strands of hair on our head. What? All the days of our lives were predestined and ordained. He formed us in our mother's womb. That means we were wanted. We were wanted. He dreamt us up. He conceived us. He thought of us and said, yes, the world will not be complete until she is here. This is the type of mentality we have. For ourselves as women, but this is the type of mentality we have to teach our young girls, that you don't go to some man looking for them to define you, because your heavenly Father already defines you, and he says he is well pleased with you. Whether your nose is large or your breasts are small or your legs are skinny or you got acne on your hair or your hair is short or it's not straight, or whatever it is, or your daddy left you, you are wanted. And, you know, it's in my heart. I just have not put it down to create some resources for young girls, really at every age. And the book I'm reading now, and it's a secular book, but I really like The Fatherless Daughter Project by Dina Babel and Karen Louise. I really love that they kind of tell you, at each stage of a young girl's life, how it impacts her. So if your father left when you were 6, it's going to look different if your father left when you were 13 or if you were 18. And then how he left. And that's something that Ayanna Van Zandt talked about in that Oprah's Daddyless Daughter Life class. But really and truly, girls need to first understand that they are loved, and then they need to begin to process what has happened to them. And that's a tender journey. That's a very tender journey. I don't even know that I knew how to express it at 10 and 13. And I don't think I learned how to express this hurt me until my 30s, quite honestly. So it will look different for every age. But I will say this, you know, on my blog I have a running survey, and one of the questions that I ask is, do you consider yourself a fatherless daughter? If you consider yourself a fatherless daughter, were you fatherless? Was your mother fatherless? And there is a very large percentage of women who their father wasn't in their lives. Their mother grew up without her father. Their father grew up without their father. Now they're raising kids that do not have fathers in their lives. And one of the things that is key is that for we as women, we have to know healing. We have to know healing in order to help our daughters heal. We have to walk that journey, that difficult road in order to, and I don't have daughters, but I'm saying this for women who might be listening and you're a single parent, you know, you kind of being a bridge for your daughter to cross over and so that her journey won't be as difficult, it's key that you know healing. So I don't know if I've answered your question or gone someplace off the deep end, but those are my thoughts about young girls. I don't think I've really even scratched the surface of all I desire to do for them, because I want to go back and save her because she is me. I want to save her before she talks to A, B, C, and D male that really does not have what she needs to affirm the broken and the wounded places in her soul. I would like her to get some help. So I need to create that. I need to create that.
I totally agree. We just ran out of airtime. I did not want to stop you, but we still have listeners that are listening. You're perfectly fine, because I don't believe in interrupting when people are giving great advice. What I do want to say is I really appreciate your insight, because this is going to help women. It's helping me, because I do need to get back in the reaction of writing my letter to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate you taking out the time, even with your busy schedule and everything is going on, to be a part of Mask and Identifier Radio, sharing your heart, sharing your ministry. And just where can women connect with you on to follow you on social media?
Women can find me at FatherSwap on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest. I have Google Plus, but I'm not really there, and YouTube. Everything is at FatherSwap.
Okay, and I just want to, like always with my guests being on, I always want to just lead them out in prayer. If we can just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity just to come together, just to lift you up, just to bring ministry, Father God, and connection together with just healing of the hearts, unmasking our hearts before you and becoming identified, Father, in you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your undefined mercy, Father God, and we thank you for everything that you have for our hands to touch or our feet to do, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you have crowned Kia Stevens, Father God, to be, Father God, a doorkeeper of the hearts of the women that are suffering, Father God, with wounds, Father God, that only you can, Father God, heal. We thank you, Father God, for the mantle, Father God, of grace that you have placed, Father God, on her heart, Father God, to even see the need, Father God, for this ministry, Father God, to not be afraid. Bless her, Father God, in all that she sets out to do, Father God. Bless her, Father God, in her ministry and every financial situation that she needs, Father God. We ask that you send the angels, Father God, and that you will reign, Father God, in her life. We appreciate you. We love you. And, Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity once again. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you guys
amen.
For listening. Once again, this is Unmask and Identify Radio with our special guest, Kia Stevens. Thank you for the opportunity for coming and blessing the hearts of women that are tuned in and that are going to be tuning in. God bless you, and the doors are always open for you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.